It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. The Sierra Conservation Center, the state prison located outside of Jamestown, has a new warden. Hunter Angel was recently appointed to the position by Governor Jerry Brown. We're pleased to have him join us in studio this weekend to talk about his background, goals, and challenges facing the state prison. Warden Angel, congratulations on your new position, and thank you so much for coming on Motherlode Views.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So first off, what is your background? What did you do before coming into this role?
I've worked for the Department of Corrections for 35 years. I started in 1983 as a correctional officer at Folsom Prison. In 1989, I promoted to the California Correctional Center up in Lassen County, and I stayed there for about 25 years, promoting from sergeant to lieutenant to supervising correctional counselor two to captain, custody captain, and then associate warden. And then in 2010, I voluntarily demoted back to lieutenant. And in 2014, I reinstated as associate warden at High Desert State Prison. And then I came to Sierra Conservation Center April 1st, 2017, as the chief deputy warden.
And then the previous warden, Martinez, he retired, is that correct?
Yeah, Joel retired. He's having an extended vacation.
You know, what was the process like to be selected as warden? Was it pretty lengthy? Did you have to have interviews and that type of thing?
A lot of the process is your work history and your track record as in your previous classifications. This time, there's some things that happen every time, a vetting process through the Inspector General's office. This time, they had to interview a bunch of candidates. They had six vacancies, retiring wardens, last December. So in October, November, we had interviews with a bunch of associate directors. Associate directors in our structure, each one of them has a mission, and they supervise between 6 and 10 wardens. And so we had an interview with three associate directors, and then right after that, had a second interview with a couple of deputy directors and the director of corrections at the time, Kathleen Allison. Once your name is selected, they put you up to the inspector general. And he has, by policy, 90 days to vet you. It's a very thorough process. It probably took me 10 hours to complete all the paperwork that they required. And then they come to the institution, interview staff. They interview your managers, the rank and file staff, staff from different disciplines, the leaders of the labor organizations. And then once all that's compiled, I had an interview with the Inspector General himself, Roy Wesley. And then if he blesses you and recommends you for hire to the governor, then they look at the entire package, which was a binder about 6 inches thick. And I had an interview with a special assistant to the governor, and that was the end of the process right there. And then once the governor signs off on you, appoints you as a warden, and puts out his press release, you get sworn in. I was sworn in last Monday, this past Monday, at CDCR headquarters by Scott Kernan.
Yeah, it's interesting how that process works. Congratulations on making it through that full process and now stepping into this position. You know, what would you say are your goals as the new warden of the Sierra Conservation Center?
One of my constant goals, because of our mission as a camp training center, is to keep our camps full of inmate firefighters. I mean, now is a perfect example as the state of California burns up. But that caliber inmate, the low-level nonviolent inmate, is between the recent legislations and propositions, Prop 36, Prop 47, Prop 57. There's a lot of those inmates don't come to prison anymore. A lot of them go to county jail. A lot of the low-level felonies are no longer felonies. We also have internal programs for them other than fire camp. So it's a struggle to keep 1,700 inmates from Sierra Conservation Center in the camps at any one time. And that's kind of our goal. Our goal 10 years ago was 2,000. We just don't have the numbers of those kind of inmates to keep the camps. 1,700 is a good number for us now.
And how many camps are there, fire camps locally?
We currently have 20. Sierra Conservation Center is responsible for the fire camps in Central and Southern California, and there's 20. And then where I used to work, they're for the 19 Northern California. So those two sister institutions control all 39 fire camps.
Those inmates that get into the fire camps, is it a pretty selective process to be able to do that?
There's a classification component. We look closely at their past criminal history and their in-custody misconduct. There's a lot of precluders, violence, sex offenses, stuff like that, because we're letting them out in those minimum security settings where there's minimal supervision, and we, on the fire line, we turn them over to CAL FIRE. So CAL FIRE is the actual supervisor when they're fighting the fire. But yes, there is. So we look at their custody, and then there's a physical fitness component that they have to pass that we do at the institution. And then once they graduate from that, CAL FIRE has, we call it FFT, firefighter training, which is 40 hours in the classroom and then 40 hours in the field, learning how basically to use the tools and stuff like that. And then once they graduate that, then we send them out, dispatch them out to the various fire camps.
The inmates that do help with the firefighting efforts over the summer, do you know, are there only certain things that they're allowed to do, or they do the whole gamut of things?
Well, they can't fly helicopters.
Can't fly helicopters, but at least anything on the ground?
They basically, inmate crew consists of 12 to 15 inmates. They have SAW teams at the front. So if they're cutting line, which is one of their primary things, they have the first guy in line is, they call him the first SAW. Second guy in line is the first puller. So as the first guy's cutting brush, the other guy's pulling that brush and getting it out of the way. Then there's a second SAW, and then a second puller, and then the hand tools come through, Pulaski's, McLeod's, and but that's when they're cutting fire line. They do all kinds of stuff out there. If there's a engine company around and the engine company's laid a bunch of hose line, and now whether they stop the fire or the fire's burned by, the inmates will go help them roll up their hose and just whatever tasks are necessary.
I know the Sierra Conservation Center is a big employer in the county. Roughly how many employees do you have?
We have roughly 1,200. Just under 1,200, and there's a wide variety. It's a little city, so we have a maintenance staff that keep the place running. We have about 220 to 230 healthcare staff, nurses, doctors, LVNs, dentists, dental assistants, and all the clerical support that comes with that. And then we have our custody staff, we have approximately 400 officers, 50 sergeants, and 25 lieutenants.
Being a prison guard, is that a pretty dangerous job, would you say?
It has risks. I wouldn't say it's maybe Caltrans workers, but probably more dangerous. But there's inherent risk to it. And the fact that you deal with some individuals that have some personality disorders and stuff like that on a regular basis, that's probably as much of a challenge as a physical risk, is just dealing with people that have anti-societal type of views and behaviors.
Need to take a break. We're talking with the new warden of the Sierra Conservation Center on this weekend's Motherlode Views, Hunter Angel. He was recently appointed to the position by Governor Jerry Brown. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment in just a minute.